This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You remember the story of Elizabeth Holmes, the young tech billionaire and scam artist? Holmes raised some $400 million for her company Theranos by selling venture capitalists on a revolutionary medical technology that simply didn't exist. HBO is releasing a documentary this month about her extraordinary rise and fall. One thing about Holmes that's always remarked on was that she somehow looked the part, every inch the tech visionary, wearing a black turtleneck, very much in the style of the late Steve Jobs, which is, let's just say, a loaded choice to make in Silicon Valley. In the famously casual tech world, it turns out that image matters, and more than you might think.
I'm Rachel Syme, and I am a contributor to The New Yorker who writes the On and Off the Avenue fashion column. The thing that I'm interested in vis-a-vis fashion is there's nothing more fun than figuring out what looks good on your very, very individual, unique body, and then tailoring your style to that, playing, experimenting, and that's not what you're going to see in Silicon Valley. What you're going to see is streamlined and sleek, and yeah, it goes along with the tech thing, right? Everything's about optimization and getting better and constantly refining the algorithm. And I think people are trying to do that with their clothes, too. I did a story earlier this year for The New Yorker on Allbirds, which is the sneaker brand in San Francisco right now. And it is reaching like a crazy valuation. And it's really popular in the Valley because it's this sort of streamlined shoe that costs the same no matter which style you get. And they're all super functional and made of sustainable materials. It's like all these people that are constantly like data mining their life for how can I improve, charting their sleep cycle, and they're doing transcendental meditation, and they're having Soylent for lunch. They want to streamline their life down to the exact number of factors that makes them the bionic human. And that makes me think about Elizabeth Holmes, who founded Theranos. Elizabeth Holmes wore the same thing to work every day, a black turtleneck, black pants, and black flat shoes. And what's interesting about that is, yes, it's an outfit that's optimized, but it's also iconic. She told interviewers that she did it for much of the same reason that Steve Jobs wore a black turtleneck every day. She said, I'm spending so much time at my company, I'm sleeping there, it's all I eat, breathe, and I'm not going to want to spend any extra time on my clothing. And this outfit was part of a larger charisma and eccentricity that allowed Elizabeth Holmes to accrue a lot of power in Silicon Valley. She was able to convince many powerful men to join her board, like Henry Kissinger and General Mattis. Rupert Murdoch put, I think, $150 million into the company. And she did this without ever really showing anyone the proprietary technology she had promised.
What about those who say, that's not enough blood to do all the tests that need to be done?
To me, that's a sign that you've actually done something that is transformative.
The problems at the company were closer to a long con than just simple corporate malfeasance. And in the end, I think it maybe all comes back to the black turtleneck. The black turtleneck is a garment that is also a long con. It is able to conceal, and at the same time, it's very attention-grabbing. But it's the kind of attention that you can control. You can hide out inside a turtleneck. It covers a lot of your body. But it also pulls focus to your face. It sculpts your torso into a kind of bust so that your facial expressions are sitting on a pedestal that is your body. When Steve Jobs started wearing the black turtleneck, it stood out in Silicon Valley because a dominant look, especially among tech entrepreneurs there, is something I like to call the young Zuckerberg, which is something like a zip-up hoodie and cargo pants that tends to convey, I'm too busy disrupting the world to care about what I'm wearing. But that's really changing. These days, tech executives don't necessarily want to look like 19-year-old Zuckerberg, but they also don't want to look like Wall Street bankers. So they go to a stylist who specializes in Silicon Valley, someone like Victoria Hitchcock, who's based in San Francisco and is quite successful at dressing tech entrepreneurs.
A guy that I worked with, Gafarama, scientist in biotech, shows up to meet with a well-known designer that I've set up a meeting for because we're redoing his entire wardrobe. And we meet at a nice restaurant in downtown San Francisco, and he is wearing thongs, so rubber thongs. It's the summertime, I'll give you that.
Wait, what, rubber thongs? Oh, flip-flops.
Flip-flops.
I thought you meant like thong underwear. That feels very downtown San Francisco. But okay, so
he's got the flip-flops on.
Okay.
That are worn out, like you can't believe.
Just like gross old flip-flops.
Right. Jeans that are about high waters, meaning about 3 inches higher than they should be. They
are just
flood pants.
What a look.
Right. And a t-shirt that has moth holes in it. And I have to introduce him to someone who has a reputation.
Do you think he was trying to prank you?
And I wish. No.
Did you eventually get him out of the flip-flops?
I got him out of it all.
I bet he never showed up in flip-flops again.
No, and he's one of my favorite clients.
So walk me through this. Let's pretend I'm a tech CEO and I have a startup that's just gotten my first like big angel round of investment.
Great. Happens all the time.
Yeah.
So we assess, right? And in the assessment, we figure out what their issues are. Then we create a plan.
Do you go shopping with people or do you sort of pull pieces for them or how does that work?
Typically, I'll do a video Skype inside their homes with them so we get a feel for their existing wardrobe. I give them homework to do beforehand. If you're going to be embarrassed to show this, get rid of it before we Skype. And then I identify bad patterns like all black and I figure out why they've focused on those selections. I want them to know how to do the aesthetic on their own. And that's really
so you're sort of teaching people how to figure out what style is so that if they were to go into a store, they could buy it for themselves.
You go find the black leather jacket. It should be this way and that way. I define the parameters. And I love that.
I find it deeply hilarious that you advise some of the people that are
so
running the tech industry and they're texting you about which leather jacket to buy.
Because you're in your 40s or 50s and you're sitting next to the 20-year-olds.
How do you help somebody in their 40s look cool? Like,
oh, easy. You got to make sure the polos are form-fitting. And then it's usually narrowing the pant and not dealing with pleats.
It seems like a lot of the fashion in the Valley is about optimization. I mean, there's that explosion of wearing Allbirds shoes or sustainable fabrics. But it's sort of about, like, optimizing your wardrobe, right?
Right. And the lifestyle. They're embracing it. They really want to look as smart as they are because they're very smart, right? And now we see a younger group, more of an interest in the image because social media tells a story now. And so you have leaders of these companies in the Bay Area that are stepping up their game. You know, when you walk into Apple, everything's intentional in there. It's streamlined, the store's bright, clean, organized. Everything has a plan. And now I'm finding that some of these people are catching on because they're the innovators behind concepts like Apple's showroom.
Yeah.
Right? And so they get it. They're like, okay, image is huge. It's huge.
Yeah, they know that it's big in how the iPhone looks. But, you know, I mean, and that's what I think was also one of the most ingenious things Steve Jobs did was with that black turtleneck. He immediately made himself into an iconic image himself.
Right. And he had a fabulous aesthetic.
Yeah.
Like how he looked now, you may not, but he was a trendsetter. I used to get calls from people early on saying, I'm going to a TED conference. I might be sitting right next to him. What can I wear that's not exactly like him? But really what they wanted was exactly like him.
Everybody wanted to wear the black turtleneck for a while.
Right, yeah. Where did he get his jeans? You know, what do I do about this? How can I kind of fit in? Because I'm coming from Colorado.
Yeah. So I've been recently fascinated by the story of Elizabeth Holmes, the CEO of the now defunct company Theranos, because I've been so fascinated by her uniform, just how it functioned and why maybe she chose to wear that other than direct homage to Steve Jobs.
I think it sends out a wonderful professional message pulled together. Mm-hmm. I think it's an easy go-to in the Bay Area because it was warm. And, you know, because of the climate in the valley, it's chilly three quarters of the year. So I think it was a practical thing, but I think it exudes confidence and professionalism.
Well, and but also there's a world in which the turtleneck is kind of like a cover-up, right? It's like a very masking garment.
Well, good point. It is, and it's unfortunate, but a lot of women hide under their turtlenecks.
Yeah.
I think that's sometimes because of a lack of confidence. And so I like a little bit more authenticity for the person. So I like to see their shoulders or their wrists. And I love turtlenecks when they're sleeveless.
I mean, I also wanted to ask you about speaking to this idea of how to dress when you have a lot of money, as many people in these big companies do, but you don't want to necessarily transmit that. I think what's really interesting about the style in the Valley is that it's kind of about looking intentionally relaxed and under the radar a little more.
Oh, several layers under.
Really?
Yeah. There's a clash sometimes between women wanting to be considered professional and intellectual, and for a long time some they've had to even downplay some of their feminine features. And I think now they're embracing it more, and I help them and empower them to be who they are, not to try and mask it, but embrace it and show it in a respectful way.
Well, and maybe that's my last question for you, which is, why does image matter in business and particularly in the tech sphere? Because isn't it all about the ideas? Like, if you have a good idea, you should go far. Does it matter what you look like?
Well, because these people are working on the technology, the marketing, the business, the sales part of image, creating their branding. So I have Facebook, I have Uber, I have Microsoft, I have Apple. So internally, why would you not start caring about how you look? I mean, if you didn't learn it and never was important, it's all around you now. It's through osmosis.
Yeah.
You better pick it up.
Victoria Hitchcock is a personal style expert who works in Silicon Valley. And she spoke with The New Yorker's Rachel Syme, who writes for us about fashion and other subjects.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.